What is going on, everybody? My name is David Mitchum. I am here today to talk to you about nanotechnology and my latest podcast, which is this podcast. So we're going to get started. I'm going to turn the music down just so you can hear me better. So let's just talk about the history. In the 1950s, a guy named Richard Feynman talked about it. He said we could manipulate and control things as small as atoms and molecules going down to that scale. But he did not use the word nanotechnology. That wasn't until a decade later. A scientist named Norio Taniguchi talked about it. And then in 1981, scientists finally invented a microscope they could use to see individual atoms. And now that they could do that, they could figure out where to start when it came to nanotechnology, what they were going to do. So a couple things we can do with nanotechnology, it can be used for two purposes. It can be used for the public and for the government. If it was for the public, we can make sturdier fabric, so we could use it for clothes. Speaking of clothes, you can also spray it. It can be used as a water repellent, which is pretty cool. Keeps water off your clothes. Could be useful, I guess. But it can be used for fabrics, films on cameras, eyeglasses, even transportation and vehicles. You can use it for nanomedicine. Basically what it sounds like, medicine with nanotechnology. You can create solutions for disease prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. And it goes to a bunch of other things like electronics, energy applications, and like I said, future transportation, which sounds pretty cool. It can also be used for food. They wouldn't like make food just out of nanoparticles. They would probably use it just to enhance the flavor and nutrients. They're not just going to create some sort of artificial food with that. I definitely, for one, would not be interested in that. For the government, they can use it for bulletproof vests. There's a material in those called Kevlar, I believe. And that's used for bulletproof vests, but they can stop using that. They can use nanoparticles, which might be easier to produce, and I think it would use less materials. I don't really know what Kevlar is. I should probably know that, but I don't. They can also use nanotech for monitors, like monitoring the health of military soldiers. It can also be used for government online security for important websites or businesses. And I think that's pretty much it for the government too. So just transportation, technology, security, online security. So that's pretty much all the benefits to nanotechnology. There's some viewers that are concerned about the environment and how it can be impacted if we make nanotech. They assume, or they think, that the advancement of nanotech can impact the environment because of its toxicity, which makes sense. I mean, the factories or the places that they use to create it might bring out dangerous chemicals, or may use chemicals to make this stuff. And they're also concerned about the food. Like I said, it's probably not going to be artificially made, but I mean, if there's like nanoparticles that is in the food, then they're not going to want that, and they're just going to get rid of that. So it has benefits, but it can also be dangerous. I'm not really sure how it's produced or how it's made. I'm going to leave that up to the scientists. But personally, I think that we need nanotech just so we can have more advancement in the United States, and we can keep ourselves safe, especially the military. They probably need it for weapons and other things, just to have sturdy security. And that's pretty much it. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you later.